Very much so. You would call them kind of the height of protectionist, and it's got some logic to it, right? A significant percent of their population, let's just say something like maybe 600, 700 million people are in the rural part of India, and the vast majority of them are dependent on agriculture for their livelihood. And so the government pays close attention to policies that how the farm community, how rural communities in India will react. And so that's why they've been really reluctant around trade. But here's the challenge, right? I think they can do both. They can both increase their productivity and profitability for their farmers and work with importers and work with bringing technology in and bringing innovation in. And they can start to address that gap, that food and ag security challenge that they have, that nutrition challenge that they have. I think they can grow both their domestic production and work with people like us. And it can be a good thing for all of the above. So they really have a challenge, though, in trying to reconcile all that and historically, famously protectionist. So for us to have an agreement like this, it's a big deal. It's certainly more than a crack in the door. We think this is really an opportunity to really, really do something special together.